The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. How our chief priests and the rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found the things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke! Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." The two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a moving scripture passage that we all love to read again and again. And there's a lot to reflect upon and to pray about. there was an Easter dinner that was being prepared for the children of a parish, and one of the nuns very carefully prepared that dinner table with different items. This was after the baptism and everything of the Easter day, and so at the head of the table, she placed a bowl full of beautiful apples, fresh, juicy, red-looking ones. And then she wrote a small note there, "Take only one. Remember, Jesus is watching." At the end of the table was a bowl full of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies, still warm from the oven. Beside the bowl was a little note scrawled in a child's handwriting, which read, "Take all you want. Jesus is watching the apples." Well, today's gospel is an account of all-you-can-eat breakfast. Not a country one, anyway, with lots of chocolate cookies that are inside, put into this small passage by St. Luke. Luke's story of this Emmaus disciples is an experience that they are talking about. The 2 hour devastated and discouraged. They were on the way from home back to their home from Jerusalem after witnessing all that. It's a distance of about 7 miles. Most probably Cleopas and his companion, who were mentioned husband and wife, that is the impression that many scholars have. They were disciples who witnessed the crucifixion and the burial, but they have not witnessed anything other than that. But the passage is a theological dramatization of the encounter of these two disciples with the risen Lord. And those were the wonder-filled days after the discovery of the empty tomb. Mark tells about the empty tomb. What I find in this is that there is a great symbolism in the whole passage. Let's take a look at it. First of all, these disciples are on a journey. It's a symbolism of journey. They are on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem and had come to Jerusalem, to the holy city, to the holy temple, to celebrate the Passover. Every Jew was supposed to go to Jerusalem on the feast of Passover, and it is a pilgrimage. So it is set in the pilgrimage scenario. We are on a pilgrimage. We must set ourselves into that pilgrimage scenario to understand what these disciples were feeling among themselves. The two were going, and they were returning dejected and depressed that what they expected to see did not take place. Instead, they saw a horrible incident of crucifixion and death and burial. The chief priests both handed him over and then killed him. That's what it is. Downcast and devastated, two words they were using. Sometimes we get that experience when we come to the church too. Sometimes we feel so downcast. But the life journey is going on. The second symbolism that we can find is that a stranger is joining us on the way back home. The two did not know who he was. And we know on our life's journey there are strangers that come along with us. And they sometimes represent Jesus himself. Christ in the stranger. That is the second symbolism that Luke wants us to understand. How often we meet people who need our help, or who come to help us in some way or other. And we don't recognize the value of such a visitor, such a stranger, coming into our lives. And so, the second symbolism that Mark wants us to understand is that strangers most often are Christ's own representatives. Then the third symbol is about why they could not recognize the Lord, even though he was going on talking to them for a long time. 7 miles would take about an hour to walk. No, more than an hour, 2 hours, suppose. If you take 15 minutes for a mile, it's about 2 hours of walk. That's quite a long time. But all the while, they could not recognize until the breaking of the bread. And Luke easily tells us they were thinking that he was the one who was to sit on the throne of David and reestablish the kingdom of Israel. And now he is no more. How can they think anymore? He is already entombed and he is already buried. How can he come back? Even though the women came and told them that he reappeared to them, they could not believe. Our prejudices, that is the next symbolism, our preoccupations, our hopes and expectations prevent us from recognizing in the stranger that comes to us Christ the Lord. The next symbolism that we find is that look for Christ first in the scriptures. What does Jesus do? He doesn't reveal himself straight away. He starts explaining to them what was supposed to take place according to the prophets and according to scriptures. If you want to recognize Christ, that is in your life journey, what you need to do is to look in the scriptures for what it says to us. And the scripture will speak to you and to me very easily. And Jesus begins to explain. And their hearts are burning within themselves as Jesus is explaining the scriptures to them. But yet, they don't recognize the Lord. And then the next thing that we find symbolism, the companionship. He's walking along with them. He's like a companion for them. Jesus talked about the abiding presence once he's gone from this side. His abiding presence is there. And we all sing that famous hymn, though the clouds have taken him away, when the 40 days were over, shall our hearts forget that he is with us always. Jesus is our companion on our life's journey. The risen Lord meets on our road to Emmaus in the ordinary experiences of our life. But the Lord will come in unfamiliar forms and manners. The readiness of the disciples to share their shelter with the shelterless stranger. That's the next symbolism that we find. As they reach their home, they say, it's evening, stay with us. Who is this? Today, we won't like to call anybody into our homes if he's a stranger. We will say, oh, we do not know what he has with him. Has he got a gun? Will we be in danger? But here, the disciples, what do? They are ready to share their shelter with the shelterless stranger who seems to be going on. And then the final symbolism comes in. They share their bread with that stranger. And as the stranger sits, he takes leadership among them. Just as he was walking around, he took leadership. He sits at the head of the table, breaks the bread and gives to them. And then their eyes were opened. They just recognized the Lord as he broke and gave the bread to them. He was gone. What a terrible experience that these disciples had. Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us, they said to themselves. And then they ran to bear witness to others. Another symbolism that is coming up. They didn't stay there. They went on, came back to Jerusalem to declare, to bear witness, to proclaim that Jesus is risen indeed. And then when they reached the others, they proclaimed themselves, saying, indeed, Jesus has risen. He has appeared to Simon. See, the whole passage is built on three pillars on which the church is built, so to say. Our Holy Mother Church is built. Our faith is built on three. What is the apostolic proclamation called kerygma? The apostolic teaching. Then the second is second pillar is called koinonia, sharing. They shared their shelter, their food. And the third is diakonia, which is service. That is the story of Emmaus. On those three pillars, we are all built as a church. And our pilgrimage is to recognize in lifetime that we Christians are this sort of a people. Luke labors to tell us this through all the rich symbolism that he has fused into this story that we heard just today. Let's remember, our hearts should grow warmer and warmer as we come to break each Sunday the bread, so that we can recognize Jesus being present with us.